Seattle chef Eduardo Jordan is an African-American chef, and he learned how to cook French and Italian food partly because he thought the fine dining world didn't take Southern food, the food he grew up eating, seriously.
When you look at like the hierarchy of cuisine, you know, it was always the French cuisine, the Italian cuisine, and anything of like African cuisine was kind of lower on the hierarchy of the table in a sense. And so I thought as a young culinarian, like I needed to be on the top of that hierarchy to like make a name for myself. And so like, yeah, I worked hard to learn about French cuisine. I worked really hard to learn about Italian cuisine. I gained a lot of appreciation for those two cuisines. But as I was finding my voice, finding myself as a chef late in my career, like I realized like I really needed to embrace like my foundation, my cooking, my grandmother cooking, my mother cooking, like what I was happy about cooking.
Today, Jordan owns the acclaimed restaurant Salare in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. He says because he never let go of the food he grew up eating and cooking, he doesn't hold any one style of food in esteem over another.
I think all food is equal. I think all cuisine are equal. I look at a truffle as equal to a potato. You know, that's how I think about food, you know, and that's how I present my food here at Salare, is that, you know, I don't eat the most expensive ingredient in the world on the table because I can make the most underappreciated ingredient look great at this restaurant. That's my goal each and every time I get something new that may be underappreciated.
Are there Southern techniques that, if it were up to you, every self-respecting chef in the world ought to know the same way we talk about French and Italian, for example?
Southern cooking, you know, was always about simplicity. It wasn't like some technical feat of, you know, it has to be perfectly brunoise or julienne. You know, my grandmother cut bell peppers in her hand, no cutting board. And it always amazed me. And she some kind of way made a dice to throw them into her braised meats. And so it wasn't always about a technical thing. It's all about flavor for Southern cooking. And, you know, that's one thing that I really pride myself on. It's about flavor, like giving you that pop, giving you that boom. This is what it should taste like. Make sure you season it correctly. It wasn't such a technical thing for my cooking growing up. And that's why I think I left the Southern aspect and tried to learn more about other cuisines because I needed to learn technical things, the technical cooking.
Have you lived up to your own ideal of knowing enough about the cuisines that you bring in from all over the world?
I will never know enough. That's the first point that I would like to make. I'm still learning. Each and everything. I'm learning more about my Southern cuisine. I'm learning more about French techniques. When I created this restaurant, I didn't really want to have like one particular title as of like, he's Southern, he's French, he's Italian. I created an American restaurant that has influences from my Southern background, the Caribbean background that I grew up in, and techniques that I learned over my career. I hope people don't feel conflicted coming in trying to figure out what we're doing, because the reality is we're cooking good food. I'm cooking what I know. I'm cooking what I feel good about. Everything that I put on the menu, I've done research. I've had it in my life. I've touched it. I've experienced it, and it makes me happy about serving it.
You know, it seems like Southern food is being taken more seriously by people who care about fine dining and restaurants. What do you think of that?
Well, I think Southern food is coming to the limelight now. Like, you know, there are chefs out there, Sean Brock, you know, for example, who is highlighting the low country cooking, and it's making more people aware of the ingredients, the techniques, the styles, and that's kind of amazing, and it's a great feat that, you know, he's accomplishing. But not everyone was able in the past to get that kind of light, that spotlight, and he's able to get it. And I embrace the fact that that's what he's getting, even though he's a white chef, you know. The fact that, you know, he's working hard to highlight and put a spotlight on the low country Southern cuisine is what we all need to do, you know.
How can you tell that difference between somebody who's just appropriating and somebody who's paying tribute and being real with it?
It's kind of like watch them over time. You can't really tell that one day, but you know, if that menu changes to a whole different cuisine in 3 weeks, you know, That's one way to tell. I actually like trying to go out and eat at these restaurants to support them. And again, if I get a dish that's not like truly soulful and the way that I actually would cook it, or my grandma would cook it, or I know that certain grandmothers would cook it, then I might have a question mark and like, hey, I might want to talk with that chef and just have a beer time. Like, hey, what did you learn? Who did you learn from? You know, tell me more. And we all need to get to know each other. We can't make assumptions because we all learn differently. We all learn from someone else, and we all gonna like develop our own style of food.
Can you tell us a story to give us a flavor? How being an excellent chef has been different from you from European American?
A lot of the cooking that we did was like no waste. We cooked a lot of offals, livers, and you know, made head cheese and had off cuts of various animals. And so like that was always looked down upon because like those weren't the prime cuts, they weren't the premium things. And it made me happy eating those, but it also kind of made me sad that I was like, this is what we had today. Chitlins, I love chitlins, which, you know, is hog intestines, you know, braised down and cooked and it's tasty. But if you tell, you know, the average American that, they're going to turn their nose up or turn their head like, whoa, what was that? Did you really eat that? And so it was kind of, that was kind of hard for me to talk about as I was growing up. Like, this is what I ate, to like the average American person that I met, especially from a culinary standpoint. And so I felt like it was important for me to like learn more about other cuisines and figure out like how to become a better culinarian. And the reality is that everything that I was cooking with my grandmother made me a better culinarian. Learning to appreciate that entire vegetable for what it is, that entire animal for what it is, and learning how to use everything, and gain a lot of respect about food from what she was teaching me, which I didn't know at that point in time. You know, I thought it was like, you know, this is how we ate. But the reality is that was a lifestyle for us. That's, you know, that fed the family. That kept food on the table by us not having to spend tons of hundreds of dollars just to eat. You know, we made something out of nothing.
Eduardo Jordan, chef and owner of Solare in Ravenna. He learned to embrace cooking Southern food after thinking it wasn't taken seriously in fine dining.